Adventures in Research. If you had never seen an automobile in your life, how would you go about building one? If all you had was a stationary gas engine, would your car have three wheels or four? Would you put your motor in front or in back? How would you ignite the gas mixture? How would you keep the motor cool? These were only some of the problems that confronted Carl Benz when he set out to build a horseless carriage that would run under its own power. This is Paul Shannon bringing you another transcribed story of science by Dr. Philip Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Today it is the story of a man who pursued what others call a fantasy. But the millions of automobiles on our roads today are a fitting tribute to the vision of that man whose name was Carl Benz. In a small German town on April 2nd, 1929, people gathered in front of his home to pay him tribute. Representatives from the automobile industry, relatives, friends. All were proud of him, but none prouder than one of his oldest friends, the burgomaster himself.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, it is not necessary to tell you why we are here today. It is enough to say the name Carl Benz. You know the rest. Friends, neighbors, today we are able to do him honor, to thank him for what he has given the world. Yes, it is easy to congratulate him now, when he stands at the height of his success. But we should really thank him for something more, something deeper. We should thank him for keeping up his courage in the beginning, for not losing heart in the early days. You see, I can remember that all he had was faith. Faith in himself.
Come in.
Good evening, Herr Bueller.
Oh, Carl, sit down. Make yourself comfortable. The maid told me you were here last night. I'm sorry I was out. I have a cigar.
Thank you. No.
Well, what's on your mind? Something wrong at the factory?
No. Everything at the factory is fine.
Ah, good. I see you have orders for three more pump engines.
That's right. We have.
You know something? I have been thinking. I think the time has finally come when we should expand.
What do you mean, Herr Bueller?
In the beginning, when I supplied the money to set you up in business, well, frankly, I had my doubts. You know how it is. How did I know you could make an engine? How did I know people would need engines to drive pumps? After all, it was quite a risk. You understand?
Yes.
But now that orders are coming in, we shall need more. More workmen means more capital, and more capital means we shall have to enlarge. We shall become a corporation. The Mannheim Gas Engine Company Limited. How does that sound?
It sounds fine. But that is not why I am here.
So?
Herr Bueller, I have come to ask permission to spend some time on my idea, my horseless carriage.
Carl, will you never learn to be practical?
But this is practical. I can make a carriage that will go by itself, without horses.
Without horses, indeed. Do you think I'm mad?
Herr Bueller, in the beginning, you promised that when business improved, you would allow me to make my own experiment.
I said I would think about it.
Very well. Now business has improved. I ask you to make good on your promise.
You've asked me this several times before. I'm getting tired of it.
But this time I'm ready to build it. My drawings, everything, they're all ready. All I need is your permission. Must I watch my engines do nothing but drive pumps?
As long as my money is invested, you will make no experiments.
That is final?
Absolutely. Now, have you anything more to tell me?
Yes. I want to withdraw from our partnership immediately.
I see. And where will you get the money to continue?
That I do not know. But I must be free to do my work.
Very well, withdraw from the partnership. But don't say I didn't warn you. And when you need money, don't come around to me.
Don't worry. I won't. Good evening, Herr Bueller.
What else did the Burgomaster recall on that April day? Well, he must have mentioned that Carl Benz found himself another partner. A partner who was willing to let him experiment. And surely the good Burgomaster must have described the early days. Those days when no one would listen to Benz, except Mrs. Benz.
You see that to build a carriage with four wheels would be an unnecessary waste.
Ja, Carl. Aber
nothing. We put the motor in back over the two rear wheels. And in front, we have one wheel. You understand?
Of course. If we do not need four wheels, so then we have three.
Exactly.
Carl!
Ja?
You will show the carriage to Max Rose?
Of course I show the carriage to Max Rose. As soon as I finish it.
He will try to sell it?
Ah, doctor, such questions. Of course he will try to sell it. He is my partner. He wants to make money, doesn't he?
How long before the carriage is finished?
I do not know yet. First, I must solve the problem of the ignition.
Oh?
Yes. You see, doctor, an engine that is driven by benzene must have something to explode the benzene.
This is ignition?
This is ignition.
I see.
You know something? I think I use electric batteries. Yeah, I use electric batteries.
For ignition?
Mm-hmm.
And after ignition, the carriage is finished?
No. Then comes the cooling system.
Ah, the cooling system. This is necessary?
Of course it is necessary, Bertha. When an engine runs, get hot. If it is not cooled, it explodes. But my engine will not explode because all around it I built a jacket for cold water and... Bertha, you do not listen to me.
Of course I listen. First comes ignition, then comes cold water, and then everybody will like it so much they buy not one of your carriages but hundreds. Maybe thousands, and on every carriage is your name, Carl Benz. You see, I hear everything you say. Everything.
Yes.
The good Burgomaster might also have recalled a few technical details. He might have explained how the power from the motor was transmitted to the rear wheels by chains and sprockets, much like a bicycle. He could have mentioned that it had only one speed. He could have told how the top speed of the engine was 250 revolutions per minute, developing a maximum of one horsepower. But more likely, the Burgomaster spent a good deal of time describing the first road test in the autumn of 1885. Gathered along the road, outside the Benz workshop, was a crowd of neighbors eager to witness the strange sight of a vehicle proceeding without horses. Gingerly, Carl Benz climbed into the driver's seat alongside his wife. He shouted to an assistant.
All ready, Ernst. Start the motor. Try it again.
And for the first time in history, a vehicle was driven by an internal combustion engine. But Carl Benz was paying too much attention to his motor and too little to the steering of it. Instead of sailing proudly down the road, he suddenly noticed all too late the brick wall that surrounded his yard.
Carl! Carl! Ah!
Fortunately, no one was hurt, and within a week, the damage to the car was repaired. Yes, if the burgomaster told that story, he must have chuckled. Maybe he also remembered an incident in the year 1887, when Benz had a somewhat uncomfortable interview with the police.
You are Carl Benz?
Ja, Herr Inspector.
You are a sort of engineer.
I am an inventor.
Ah, an inventor. I have before me a very interesting report. It appears you have made some experiments with a so-called horseless carriage.
That is correct.
You have driven this carriage on the streets, have you not?
I had to test it. In order to do that, it was necessary.
Mechanical power on the streets. Did you know that?
But, Herr Inspector,
If you please. This is indeed a serious violation. You are subject to penalties. Severe penalties.
But surely you understand what is involved. My invention will revolutionize travel all over the world. If I cannot test it, it will fail.
The law, Herr Benz, is very explicit.
Then we should change the law.
So? Change the law, eh? Well, perhaps the Minister of Communications will do that just for you.
The Minister of Communications? That's an idea. A good idea.
First of all, Benz invited the minister to take a ride in his horseless carriage. And the minister wrote back accepting. Next, Benz made an arrangement with a local milkman. The milkman was to drive his cart right past the Benz motor car, and to make matters worse, he was to jeer at the car as he passed it. On the appointed day, everything went exactly according to plan.
So you can see the possibilities, Your Excellency.
Of course I can see them, but frankly I am disappointed. How many speeds have you?
At first I had only one. Now I have two.
And how fast can you go?
That I do not know. I am forbidden to test it. It is against the law.
Yes, so it is. But it seems to me that a horseless carriage should be able to go there.
One side with that merry-go-round. Let a horse and wagon go by.
Did you hear what he called this? A merry-go-round. A merry-go-round. Are you going to allow him to say that? Are you going to let a motor car be passed by a milk cart?
But, Your Excellency, the law...
Never mind the law. Pass that milk cart at once. And be quick about it.
Undoubtedly, the good burgomaster mentioned other interesting incidents on that April day in 1929. And it is too bad that Carl Benz never heard his words, for he was too ill even to appear at the ceremonies. 2 days later, a local newspaper carried the following notice.
April 4. The inventor of the automobile, Dr. Carl Benz, died this evening at the age of 85.
Yes, many men have made many contributions to the automobile. The car on the road still has three features that were present in the very first car Benz ever built. Electric ignition, a water-cooled engine, and a differential gear. When we remember that Benz had no previous model to go by, that he had only his genius and his perseverance, we pause to do him honor. For his was a truly remarkable adventure in research. And that's today's story by Dr. Phillips Thomas, research engineer of the Westinghouse Research Laboratories. Join us again next week for another transcribed story by Dr. Thomas, Adventures in Research.